Mr. Entertainment himself is joining us on the line to talk about what he's watching, streaming, and listening to during lockdown. Ben Mulrooney from CTV's eTalk is on the line. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Everybody's good. It's actually kind of interesting because this is my radio anniversary week, and you always seem to be on when we're celebrating an anniversary, but this year is a little bit different.
It's kind of weird. I've been saying for a while now that I think we need to gravitate to those things in our day that remind us of sort of life before. Mm. I think it's important to have a schedule so that you can sort of anchor yourself in the day. Otherwise, you're floating around with nothing to do, no one to be accountable to. And so the more things I can put in my schedule, the better I think I feel, and the more productive I am, the better a dad I am, the better a husband I am, the better a coworker I am. So I like staying busy these days, my friend.
So I have to know, though, what's your ratio of, like, pajama time versus, like, fully clothed time?
No word of a lie, since we went into quarantine, I have only been wearing sweatpants. I have not pulled. I wore jeans one day to the office, and I realized this is stupid, and I never did it again. I've been wearing sweatpants every day, and I'm looking forward to the day where I can take them and put them in a pile on the ground and look at them and thank them for their service, and then say, see you when I see you.
And I can't see you right now, Ben, but I'm guessing your hair is perfect as always, right? I mean, it's just...
I gotta approach every morning with a game plan. Like, back when it's, you know, after a fresh haircut, it's out of the shower, a little bit of pomade, and off I go. Mm. Now I have to look at it, and I gotta figure out what mood it's in. I gotta figure out how can I tame the beast. I've got wings coming up in different areas. In a couple of weeks, I'm gonna have to start using sort of like rebar to reinforce it, because this is becoming a little silly.
I'm now just styling it up. I'm just going like full on Reba McEntire 80s hair is what I'm doing.
Oh, I like that. Mine is gonna start naturally feathering in a few weeks, which means if we ever do a retrospective on the 80s, I will be very much on brand.
Well, let me ask you, you mentioned the 80s. I've sort of lapsed into this retro TV viewing habit. So I'm talking, you know, I dug out the old DVDs of, Golden Girls and Three's Company and The Jetsons. What are you watching when you've got that spare time now in lockdown?
So let's take the news off the table, which all I right. do watch and listen to in the car all the time. For me, all that television is like an escape from the news. So there's a combination of things. My wife and I love our really bad reality TV. So we watch Vanderpump Rules and Summer House, and I think The Real Housewives of New York just came back. So all that stuff is just candy for the brain. It's a plug, but it's a fair plug. I'm watching my wife's show, I Do Redo, and Mary Byrne's show, Mary's Kitchen Crush. I think those are just two great uplifting shows on a Sunday night. Every now and then I get in the mood to just explore Disney Plus or Netflix. I mean, look, I watched Too Hot to Handle from start to finish. I don't know if you've seen that. That is some next level reality TV. And other than that, you know, we sort of move around on the dial or when we're streaming. I think there's a new show on Apple TV Plus called Home, which I think is really apropos these days, looking at incredible homes around the world by the people who did Chef's Plate. I'm at a point right now where we're both just really open to trying to find new shows. Whatever tickles our fancy, whatever we're curious about, we will try. But I should tell you again, and this is not a plug, but you know the CTV app, it's got all those retro shows on it, huh? Mm-hmm. You don't have to pull out your DVDs anymore. It's all there.
Well, and you know, it was only several years ago that people would scroll through 400 channels and complain there was nothing on. Now we're appreciating having that.
Yeah, you're completely right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of CTV, of course, we had your friends Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz on our show just moments ago, too. So another plug for CTV programming, right?
Wow, yeah, wow. what were they talking talking about?
You weren't tuned in, Ben. Wow. Of all the things he's streaming everybody, he's not listening to this show. No, we had Dr. Phil talking about relationships and Dr. Oz talking about health. So, there's so many different areas right now when it comes to fitness at home or finances and pets and parenting. You know, the possibilities even there are endless, thanks to all the specialty networks, too.
Yeah, you're right. And oh, I should mention, you asked like what we're going to have to. We got a dog chair. I've been waiting 10 years, and my wife finally gave in and allowed me to get a dog. And so we've got a new dog. Her name is Miss Bruce Wayne, and she's keeping us very busy. We go out for walks all day long, keeping the kids active, and teaching them a little responsibility, which I think they need, and giving them a little project on how to care for something else. In quarantine, I think is an important lesson to learn right now, and she's just so funny.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the thing. It totally changes the dynamic of a house, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. She brought. Well, listen, this was a house full of love. Mm. She brought even more into this house. We love every second of it.
Yeah, and I think for me, like, I've got two dogs, one actually just walked in the room beside me here, is that once we get back to work and everybody's into the swing of things, that's where I'm going to have that guilt and feel bad because we're leaving all day again.
Oh, I know, but I don't think that's happening for a while, Jeremy. My brother-in-law is an epidemiologist at Harvard, and he thinks this is, I mean... I think realistically, we're maybe at the midpoint or just past the midpoint of life that resembles this more closely than it resembled life before. I don't think we're leaving home anytime soon.
Okay. Well, now back to entertainment, though. I mean, you know, we saw the big TV networks move up season finales to April, right? Usually it's May, and that's when you have sweeps and the finales. They had to pause their production schedules. You know, we just had Jocko Sims on a couple weeks ago from New Amsterdam, and they called it the final episode of the season, not the season finale. Big difference. But, you know, they had to stop where they were, of course. So what do you see happening in TV and entertainment in May and then through the summer with none of these shows in production?
So I think that when word of the coronavirus first started popping up, I think people tried to figure out how can we keep doing what we're doing all while living with this virus. And then when we realized the scope of what it entailed, I think everybody became far more practical almost overnight and realized, nope, we got to shut down sports, we got to shut down parks, we've got to shut this down and shut that down. Production has to end. And I think everybody has just made peace with it. I mean, it has screwed with a lot of schedules. It has cost a lot of people sort of in the content game a lot of time and a lot of money. But I think everybody appreciates that's not the gauge that we should be paying attention to. And so I think a lot of companies are just saying, no, this is the way it is, and this is what we've got to do. And, you know, the shows that I love that maybe had to end early, I don't know that I'm lamenting that because, our minds turn to those frontline workers and we say, like, that they're doing that for us. So let's just take a beat on how the passion with which we love our shows. Let's appreciate that we're home together. Let's appreciate that we're healthy and happy. And we will get back to something else soon. And we can get back to a time where these things were the most important things of our day. But for now, they're not. So we'll just appreciate what we got.
Yeah, and, you know, we both cover entertainment news. It was interesting when this whole thing started was that there was a ton of news all at once, right? This show was canceled. This concert was canceled. The talk shows got rid of the studio audiences. Then there was a bit of a lull. And then when the entertainment world shut down, it got really quiet. And then it's slowly starting to pick up again now with these different online challenges and benefit concerts. So we're seeing some really good things come from the entertainment world right now, too.
Well, our show has become E-Talk at Home, and we shoot it every day from our respective homes, and it gets pieced together by an editor who is in their home. And at first, we were only doing very short digital versions of E-Talk at Home because we wondered how much content we would be able to get. Turns out, we're actually getting longer and better interviews from the biggest stars around right now because they still want to talk. They have things they want to talk about, whether it's a project that they were working on or whether it's a philanthropic effort that they want to shine a light on. We're getting 15, 20 minutes with these guys in their homes. And I'm finding that the conversations that I'm having with these celebrities are more meaningful, they're more dynamic, they're more engaging than ever before. And I really hope that when we move into a post-COVID-19 world, that carries over, that we're all in this together mentality continues. Well, we're not, in the entertainment world, that the gatekeepers, who are the publicists, aren't constantly putting up roadblocks to protect their clients, and they realize, no, we actually had a really nice, friendly relationship during COVID-19 that we'd like to continue when this is all done. It's been tremendous, and also to see how much these celebrities care about what's going on. The fact that they are inviting people into their homes through IGTV and various other technologies. The fact that they are spending so much of their time performing for free for their fans, or in these massive concert settings, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for the World Health Organization or for Food Banks Canada. This is tremendous to see. It's really heartening to see the power of celebrity leveraged for such social good.
Yeah, and like I mentioned already, we had Dr. Phil on, and he had agreed to 6 minutes with us, and we ended up going 17. And before we actually went on the air, I said, "Oh, we'll plug your shows that you're doing from home and whatever." And he said, "No, this is about your audience and what's going to help them." And 6 minutes with Dr. Phil to 17, you're right, exactly. He's more about doing a service now to help people and be there for everybody. So.
Absolutely. I'm really finding, and it might have something to do with the fact that we're talking to them in their homes in most cases, where they just feel more comfortable. They're not coming to a studio.
Right.
They're not wearing their work clothes. They're not necessarily in that work frame of mind. But I'm hopeful that they are going to see that what they're getting from this side of the equation is still a professional interview done with respect. And done with, a certain level of sort of ethical responsibility. And I really do hope that this ushers in sort of a more interactive relationship with these people that we cover.
Absolutely. Now, in our final remaining moments, you talk about doing shows from home. So tell me your thoughts on TV broadcast having to adapt. I mean, for decades, shows have been able to go live from remote areas and beam a perfect signal. Throw in a host having to operate a webcam, digital mess.
Yeah, no, I think we've noticed it both on Your Morning and eTalk, where every week a different host on Your Morning broadcasts from home for that week, and every week we try something new. We now have teleprompter available at home. Lindsay, who's been at her family farm, has been was actually able for the first time this week to conduct remote interviews. So she's at her farm and she's talking to somebody who is Skyping into the studio. And so we're learning all of these new skills, which we are absolutely going to import in some way into the new normal when we all get back into the studio. I think audiences don't mind. I think we're seeing they don't mind a little bit of grit if it means they're going to get the story. And then with eTalk, we are having so much fun doing this from home. I believe the show is as good as it's ever been, as informative as it's ever been. And I'm sure that when we get back to studio, there are going to be some new tricks that we've been doing out of necessity in eTalk at home that we are going to be doing because we just like doing them when we get back in studio.
One other thing, I'm concerned about Marilyn Dennis. I believe she's probably just been drunk this whole time. Can you confirm? Have you heard from her? What's going on?
I saw Marilyn at the grocery store. I could barely make her out because we were both wearing our masks. But I can confirm that she was up early in the day doing grocery shopping. I did not smell alcohol on her. Although, let's be honest, I wouldn't fault anybody these days if they were drinking in the middle of the day. Mm.
No, she loves her cocktails on her show. We know that. Before I let you go, I have to know, who have you texted most recently, Meghan Markle or Justin Trudeau?
The last person I texted was my brother. My brother and I have an email chain or a text chain with a couple of other people. We probably text each other 40 or 50 times a day, just exchanging information, like news stories that we see. But in terms of anybody else, you'd have to ask them.
Okay, tight lip there. All right. Well, you know, we're going to be watching the celebrity world through the lenses of E-Talk, and this is actually time you get to go to Ben Mulrooney's house. Not physically, right? Just from a safe distance. We'll be watching E-Talk on CTV. Ben Mulrooney, thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks so much. You stay safe, too. And again, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks.
Take care.